Okay, today's date is Wednesday, October 24th, 2001. Time is approximately 9:40. This is Detective Kerry Peterson. I'm speaking by telephone with Nathan Wilmarth. He's a paramedic with AMR ambulance, and he responded to on the 22nd, responded to an officer-involved shooting in the city of Camarillo that happened at the shopping center at the corner of Ventura Boulevard and Las Posas Road. It was approximately 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Nathan, can you tell me pretty much what happened from the time you received the call? Which unit were you in with the ambulance company, first of all?
I was actually working on Rescue 452. We cover the east side of Camarillo. We were at Pleasant Valley Hospital dropping off a patient, and they had asked us over the radio if we could respond to the scene over there on Los Posas. So we went over there. I didn't really know what to expect. I heard a call go out on the radio when the call initially came out, gunshot, four people down, whatever, but it didn't, I guess it didn't end up being that or whatever it was, but we got there and...
Do you remember what time that was?
Actually, I don't.
Were you the first unit there?
No, we weren't the first unit. There was a few other units that got there prior to us. I think we picked up the last person that needed to be checked out. I'm not sure how many victims or how many patients there were there.
Yeah.
That needed to be transported by ambulance to go get checked out or whatever. I just know that I think when we got there, we had the last person that needed to go to the hospital.
Okay, was the fire department engine company on the scene too?
Yeah, they were.
Okay, and were there, how many other ambulances were there?
I didn't see any other ambulances on the scene when we showed up.
Okay.
I think, from what it looked like when we got there, things were starting to calm down a little bit as far as you know, people running around and doing stuff. It looked like people had pretty much been established on what they were doing and what was going on. There was I can't remember what kind of car it was, but it was a type of silver car. It was all smashed up, and the person that we took was sitting outside the car in custody as we pulled up, and the fire department was already talking to him.
Okay, so you went and checked out the, as soon as you got there, you checked out one of the suspects then?
Yeah, we got out, first we pulled up, and then I believe it was the paramedic supervisor, EMS-2, I believe that was him, I can't remember his name, he came up to the ambulance and was talking to us and just gave us a quick verbal on what the status was with the patient, just told us basically what was going on, what he had found out so far from the time he got on the scene, and told us basically what we were going to be dealing with. Anyways.
So he gave you instructions at that point on what to do, who to treat?
Yeah, he said this is your patient. He gave us a quick verbal on his condition, said he was complaining of lower back pain, that he was involved in the vehicle accident.
Okay, this was in the silver vehicle that... And this, your patient was in handcuffs, is that correct?
Correct. I think it was silver. I wasn't really looking at the car like I should have, but I
okay.
was looking more at the patient.
Do you know if the patient had been driving the car or was a passenger?
He was a passenger. Talking with him in the back of the ambulance,
yeah.
On the way to Ventura County Medical Center in Ventura.
Yeah.
I can go over our conversation there. I know that was on tape. Were you the one that I saw at the hospital that had the tape recorder in the back of the...
No.
That put the tape recorder...
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
That was one of our other officers.
Okay, they had they put a tape recorder in the back of our rig.
Okay.
For the ride up there. So any conversation that happened will be on that tape. And I could, to the best of my knowledge, relay that conversation to you right now if you'd like as well.
Yes, that'd be fine.
From what I pretty much tried to stick to asking him questions that were pertinent to the situation, not going off on, you know, trying to be doing police, or I was trying to ask him medical type questions, like,
yeah.
Like you know, where he was sitting in the car when it got hit, what side of the car was hit, when it was, you know, whether or not he was wearing a seatbelt, you know, what was going on. And basically what he told me was that he lives somewhere down, I think the city was called Wilmington, somewhere down near Long Beach, down south a little bit. He drove out here to Ventura County to meet one of his friends, because his friend told him that if he went with him to go take care of some business, that he would give him some marijuana. And he says that he openly admits that he uses marijuana on a normal basis. I asked him if he used any other type of drugs, just, you know, for medical reasons. He said no. He only admits to using marijuana. They also took some pictures of him in the back of the ambulance before we left.
Right.
He said he came up to Ventura County, met up with a friend. The friend didn't tell him what was going on. He just said that he wanted him to go with him. And he said, well, why do you want me to go? He's like, don't worry about it. I just need you to go with me. So he went with his friend. His friend said that if he went with him, he would hook him up, whatever.
He'd hook him up with some marijuana?
Right.
Okay.
And,
so.
He quote called it chronic. He said he was gonna smoke me some chronic. That's what he said. That's what he said to me.
He was gonna smoke me some chronic?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't really get a clear picture of exactly what happened, but he said that he was in the car. He drove up to somebody. They did some type of exchange with cash, I believe he said, some type of money exchange or some type of exchange of drug or some deal. The driver, my patient was in the rear passenger side, behind the passenger seat.
Okay.
When this happened. He said the driver exchanged something with somebody through the window of the car, and he ended up, as soon as the exchange happened, people started chasing him, chasing the driver, so the driver sped off, and apparently they went and tried going the wrong way through a fast food drive-through, going backwards towards something, and then they realized they couldn't do it, so they reversed, and some shots were fired, and he said my patient said he ducked. My patient's name was Peter Camez, C-A-M-E-Z, I think last name was.
Okay.
He said he ducked, and while he was ducked down, the car got smashed from, he thinks, the front right, and then they got smashed another time from, I can't recall what the second hit was from. He said the car got smashed twice from two different directions. He thinks by two different vehicles or whatever it was. But apparently he didn't know too much about what was going on. He didn't know too much about the situation. He didn't know too much about, you know, what his friend was involved in and what he was dealing with. He just knew that he was up there to get some free marijuana if he went with his friend to go somewhere to do something. So he might have known more than what he was telling me. I didn't really ask too many pertinent relative questions to what he was talking about because it's none of my business. He wasn't wearing a seatbelt at the time of impact, and as far as treatment goes, I just kind of, you know, did my normal assessment I do on any patient. He didn't seem like he was in too much distress. He was more just worried about what was going to happen to him, and the only comment I made to him as far as that stuff goes is just through my past experiences, I've learned that anytime you get into a sticky situation, telling the truth is the best thing to do because it helps you in the long run.
Yeah.
Not to lie. And that was my only piece of advice for him. And,
okay.
That's pretty much what I can recall from being in the back of the rig with him. That was 2 days ago. I don't know. I can't really think of anything else that might have been said during that time.
Okay, and then you guys took him where? Where did you drop him off?
We dropped him off at Ventura County Medical Center in Ventura.
Okay, Ventura General, huh? Now, were there officers up there when you dropped him off?
Yeah.
There were already police officers up there?
Actually, we went into the ER at VCMC, and we were there for approximately maybe 5 minutes. when an officer showed up, and I let the officer into the ER door and basically led him over to where the patient was. And then, actually, there was two officers there. I'm sorry. And they went over to the bed that we put him in, and they were asking him questions. He was still in cuffs at that time, and they were asking him questions, and the nurse was doing her thing. So we just kind of, you know, handed him over to them, and then kind of took off and gave the tape recorder back that was in our ambulance.
Okay. I think that's pretty much it then.
Yeah, that's much information as I can I can give out. So.
Okay. We can get a hold of you at your through American Medical Response. Correct.
Correct.
Okay. And do you normally work with Rescue Unit 452, or do you change units?
Yeah, that's my normal shift. That's my normal ambulance, my normal station. Every once in a while, I'll pick up overtime, and I'll go to another rig, another station somewhere. But, yeah, that's my main, that's where I'm assigned to.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Nathan.
Okay, Mr. Peterson, you have a nice day.
Appreciate the call.
No problem.